AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Rebecca Cook owns a home goods store in Eau Claire and finished second in the Democratic primary in the 3rd District House race last year. She's the first Democrat to announce plans to run against freshman Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. Cook calls Van Orden part of the problem in her campaign announcement. WisPolitics reports there are other Democrats thinking of challenging Van Orden. State Senator Brad Paff might get in. So could retired CIA officer Deb Baldus McGrath and Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO Missy Hughes. Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media News.
And this isn't just, you know, selling weed at the gas station. This is medicine. This is industrial hemp. This is housing, biofuels. This is making our communities healthier.
Certain companies are trying to perfect seed technology by establishing genome blueprints that emphasize specific traits, such as making a crop more resistant to drought. Mark Watney of the North Dakota Farmers Union thinks these products will be on the scene soon, adding they could bring stronger yields for farmers, along with healthier crops to sell.
We could maybe turn off the little sequence within the DNA that could maybe some people that are gluten intolerant could maybe eat wheat products.
These seeds are different from genetically modified organisms or GMOs, no use of outside DNA sources. Watney urges regulators to strike a balance that fosters accessibility while deterring monopolies. I'm Mike Moen.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol has released the names of the three men who were in a rollover crash on I-39 this weekend. The driver was Andrew Lee Thomas, age 31, of California, who crashed his 2003 Ford Expedition near Plainfield on Sunday. Andrew William Chumley, age 21, from Texas, was transported to a Madison hospital with injuries. Connor Sean McKenzie, age 29, from Alabama, died at the scene. The crash is still under investigation. In Portage County, work on the County Highway R project started today. This is part of a long-range project to improve County Highway R from Double H to State Highway 54. The area is closed to through traffic, and any non-resident traffic should follow the posted detour. The Rafters take on the Madison Mallards at Witter Field tonight, first pitch at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Brewers head into the All-Star break with a series win. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Reds 1-0 at American Family Field. Christian Yelich hit a double in the bottom of the first. Then with two outs, Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports.
Brings up the former Red, Jesse Winker. Winker drives one into center field, a base hit. Here comes Yelich, he will score. And Jesse Winker with an RBI.
That would be it. 1-0, thanks to 6 shutout innings from Brewers pitcher Wade Miley, who disagreed he had good command on his pitches.
If y'all really knew where I was trying to throw it, you wouldn't say it was great command. I was missing with it up and away, but they were swinging at it. So I was trying to go in with all those, and they just happened to swing at them.
Miley spent 2 seasons in Cincinnati. Before coming to the Brewers, Reds manager David Bell spoke to us as the team's equipment truck was being loaded up.
Did a great job for us. I don't know if I've seen him like that. That was really, really good. You know, and I know our hitters aren't thinking that way. We expected to score some runs, but Wade really pitched well. He was throwing hard.
The Reds remain 1 game ahead of Milwaukee in the NL Central and will host the Brewers Friday night after the All-Star break. Closer Devin Williams got the save. Craig Counsell praised the bullpen.
We pitched very well, and the guys that have, you know, 4 guys who have had really good first halves for us and pitched really well for us in the first half, you know, kept them to 0.
Baseball's draft continues today. Last night, the Brewers selected infielder Brock Wilken, a power hitter out of Wake Forest, with the 18th overall pick. With the 33rd, they selected Josh Knoth, right-handed pitcher from Long Island, New York. NBA, the Bucks re-signed veteran forward Jay Crowder over the weekend. In summer league action, the Bucks beat the Suns 84-75. Marjon Beauchamp led Milwaukee with 20 points. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
This game is really about effort and will. I thought in the first half, Phoenix was opposing their will on us, and we were kind of giving in to it. In the second half, we played Bucks basketball.
That's the Bucks' Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a Get Your Ass Back to Work Monday edition. Dominic. And we welcome back a fine guest. Time for him to get back on the Devil's Advocates with us. He is our friend, world traveler, pundit, podcaster, Bill Press. Bill, where do we find you summering most recently, sir?
Hey, Bill.
A little jaunt through Paris and the Swiss Alps.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whoa, magnificent country. But Paris is my favorite city, and the Swiss Alps, unbelievably, just staggeringly beautiful. And
I hear Rome was nice, but the company, that's...
I was going to say, you know, I kept looking for Dom at the Louvre and all the great restaurants in Paris. I thought I'd run into Dom.
Oh, man, I wish I was there with you, Bill. I want to get a sense from you. Obviously, lots of riots and strikes and things going on in France, in Paris. What was it like when you were there?
You know what? Not a sign of it. It was all happening in what they call the banlieue, which is the suburbs. And we saw no protests, no extra police presence. No smoke, no nothing in Paris. But it was interesting, you know. It was kind of what we've had in this country in terms of protests against police violence. A young kid shot by a cop, and it really stirred up the whole storm throughout the rest of France, but all in the provinces and outside of Paris, not in Paris itself, right? So,
well, numerically speaking, Bill, a individual 17-year-old being shot by the cops couldn't merit that sort of protest, or we would be shutting it down nearly every day in this country.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sadly so, right? And that it continues despite everything we've seen in the last couple of years, and you would think that... But I do think that Merrick Garland and the Justice Department are getting back to looking at local police departments and making sure that they have standards, right, that really do properly train people and properly hold police officers responsible for an abuse of police force. And I think that's good for us. It's good for cities. It's good for counties. It's good for the police departments because they get respect again in the community.
Bill Press, before we turn to domestic matters, did you feel like the ugly American out there traveling the world? What is the perception of America currently? Do you feel like, I'm sure you've traveled prior, do you feel like it changed? And has it changed back for the better? Do you feel like the Biden presidency is making people feel a little better about America's stock?
I talked to a lot of French friends about that, and believe me, they think America, what the people that I talk to in Italy and in France, think America is back on track. They're stunned still by the fact that we elected, whatever, we got stuck with Donald Trump, right? And they couldn't believe that America deserves better. There's a lot of respect for Biden. These people love America, and they love the fact that America, they count on America being a world leader, and they think we're back in that role now, which we basically had given up for 4 years because Donald Trump made enemies of our longest allies on the planet.
Bill, what about interest in the prosecution of Donald Trump? The federal prosecution, obviously we have the Mar-a-Lago charges, the classified document charges. I called them the paperwork crimes for a long time, but perhaps more substantial than that, he was charged under the Espionage Act. What is the world's perception, or at least your friends in Gay Paris, what was their perception of the prosecution of the front-running Republican candidate?
Well, first of all, they are aware of it. And again, these are friends in Italy and in France and in Switzerland, by the way, right? Again, appalled.
Did they stay more neutral, the Swiss?
Not when it comes to Donald Trump. People that I talk to, I mean, they abhor Donald Trump. They think he's a global embarrassment. And by the way, they're very aware of the 2024 looming contest between Biden and probably Donald Trump. They're very aware of what's happening with Donald Trump's legal problems. And people that I talk to felt that he deserves to be in jail, and they hope he soon will be.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's our pal, Bill Press. Find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. He's a podcaster, prognosticator, and a friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, by the way, on that point, you know, tomorrow is significant. July 11 is the first day where the Fulton County, Georgia district attorney, forget her name right now, but remember, she said that she will be announcing her decision about possible indictments of Donald Trump for trying to encourage people to commit election fraud in Georgia. The grand jury's finished its work, and she said she's going to announce the decision. The grand jury recommended that Donald Trump be indicted. She's going to announce her decision. She said sometime between like July 11th and Labor Day. So I'm hoping it's tomorrow, babe.
You're hoping it's imminent, Bill.
Yeah. You and me both. Fawny Willis, Fulton County DA. Bill, my understanding, there was the initial grand jury met and, you know, put forth their recommendations, and now she has to present this to this new grand jury, right? And then they'll come up with that decision then. And certainly it seems like it will be imminent, although not nearly as fast as we want. So how do you think this pans out right now? It's been a while since we spoke, Bill. We've seen some more movement. We've seen some action on Trump and Nalta, right? His body guy continues to play the delay game. And so none of these dates are going to be met. So what's your sense right now with the strategy of this Walt Nalta body man for Trump and for Trump himself on those particular charges?
You know, I'll tell you, I had a long discussion with this today in an interview for my podcast, which will be up on the podcast tomorrow, the Bill Press Pod, shameless plug, right?
Yep.
People can find it anywhere you get your podcast. I talked this week with Ellie Mistal, who's he's the justice correspondent for The Nation magazine. You see him often on MSNBC particularly. He is great. And he laid it out, and I think he's right, that with all these, so Trump's been indicted twice already, right? He's going to be indicted at least two more times, maybe three, but he's unlikely, very unlikely, that he'll be in a courtroom this year just because of the way the legal process works.
Right.
And then we're in 2024. I mean, you can see that somebody's going to make the argument, and he will be still the front runner for the Republican nomination. He could even have the freaking nomination before they get him in court. And you know they're going to file right now to say, right then, to say, you cannot put the front runner for the Republican Party running for president in a courtroom and tie him up in a courtroom. That may, they may lose that argument at the lower level, at the appeals court level. It'll go right to the Supreme Court. Guess what? 6-3, right? The Supreme Court will say, can't do it.
Well, we'll say what? They say, how does that flush out, though? Because if I'm ever indicted for a crime, then, Bill, I'm running for president and claiming that you can't indict me because I'm running for president.
Exactly. As Ellie told me this morning, anybody else, their ass would be in that courtroom tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah.
But Donald Trump, he's very good at playing this delay game. He gets attorneys who play the delay game. He knows how to do it. And the clock is his friend. If he can push that clock into 2024. And so I think the conclusion is we can't – look, this guy's in a mess of legal trouble, right? And he could end up the rest of his life, whatever it is, behind bars. But we can't count on the courts to get rid of Donald Trump for us. We've got to make sure we beat him at the ballot box in 2024. And if Republicans are smart, they won't even nominate him. But they're not smart. The dumbest as hell.
Easy.
Right?
Easy.
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump is ahead of Ron DeSantis by 20 points in Florida.
Bill, let me ask you. The court of public opinion, though, the man does not know what the Dairy Queen blizzard is. He was stumped by the concept of a cup of ice cream with some sort of cookie crumbled in it.
Wait a minute. You know who does know what a blizzard is? Joe Biden, baby.
Joe's got a favorite ice cream everywhere, though, Bill.
Joe Biden lives for blizzards, right? No, you know, DQ, man, I grew up on DQ. And how can you win in the Midwestern United States when you walk into a DQ and say, what's a blizzard? But, yeah, I mean, I think Trump is really losing it even more. I mean, today he said that he won Nevada twice. He lost Nevada twice. It's no doubt. It wasn't even a contested state, right? He said he won it twice. And he also said, what did he call it? A disgraceful state. A disgraceful state. State of Nevada.
He's got a casino on a strip.
that really helps, right? Yeah. Good Nevada. Stumping for votes and call it a disgraceful state. And then he attacked Kim Reynolds, governor of Iowa, the same way he's attacked DeSantis, saying she wouldn't be where she is if he hadn't endorsed her. I think the guy we know he's a megalomaniac, but I think it's coming out more and more. He doesn't think he can say or do anything wrong, right? That his people will stay with him no matter what he says or does. And unfortunately, he's probably right.
Well, unfortunately, it seems to be the case. And when he's going to have to win Iowa, right? He's going to have to win Nevada. This is Donald Trump being, it's post-truth. He just says whatever he feels like saying, and all the supporters just kind of nod along, Bill.
Bill, hold that thought, man. We'll come right back. Got to take a quick pause for the cause, and then more Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a world traveler, friend of the devil's advocates. He'll make it.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then. Bye.
Park in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Park in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 58. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 92.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press, our guest, sticking around for another segment. Bill, thank you for doing so. I want to, this one from the New York Times, reporting that David Weiss, the fellow prosecutor in Delaware, who led the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, apparently rebutted the key element of testimony from whistleblower, quote unquote, Gary Shapley. Weiss said he was, and here's the actual quote, to clarify an apparent misperception and to avoid future confusion, I wish to make one point clear. In this case, the Hunter case, I have not requested special counsel designation. He added that he had never been denied the authority to bring charges in any jurisdiction. So this guy, this whistleblower, quote unquote, Bill, being thrown out there by all the righties and on Fox, well, this is, you know, this is the guy's going to bring down the big guy, apparently was either misunderstood or lying under oath. Bill, what's your take?
Well, first of all, he was not misunderstood. He was lying. And by the way, I think the Republicans in Congress who were depending on him, Jim Jordan and Chuck Grassley and all the rest, right? They knew he was lying. They knew he was not a reputable guy. They don't care. It's just like the Supreme Court. Look at this case in Colorado, right? Okay, they took a case which wasn't a case. They took a case about a woman who wanted someday to open a business and be able to discriminate against people in that business, which she had not opened, had not started to design websites for weddings, right? Which she had never done one of them, claiming that somebody, some guy by name, had asked her to do it when in fact he had not. And that case, the Supreme Court took that case. Why? Because facts don't matter with these people. Facts don't matter. I mean, how many times Hunter Biden's been invited, I'm sorry, investigated over and over. It was like Hillary with, you know, and all the investigations over and over, finding nothing. They don't care, right? They've got an agenda. They'll push their agenda, and they will use any lies or any disreputable people to try to get there.
Well, Bill Press, our fine guest, the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned precedent left and right and all over the place whenever it seems convenient to them, finding their will through their rulings. And they've thrown out affirmative action. They've thrown out Roe v. Wade through the Dobbs ruling. They continuously contradict their own thought process. You know, one day it's okay to discriminate, next day it's not. Depends on whether you're black or whether you want to discriminate for religious reasons. But the electorate's got to take notice, Bill. People out here are being affected. Their human rights are being taken away to the left, to the right. Bill, do you see electoral consequence coming in a wave fashion, if you know what I'm saying, sir?
I do. I'm not. Well, first of all, let's just be honest about what's going on. The three most dangerous words in the English language today are 6-3. Right? 6-3, because that's the votes that they've got on the Supreme Court. And there's no doubt about it. The Supreme Court, which, by the way, as recently as a couple of years ago, was our most respected institution, which people said, oh, these are the guys above politics, right? They're out there to make sure the Constitution applies to all of us. BS, not this gang. You've got six political hacks on the court who were put there by the Federalist Society, picked, handpicked, as the kind of conservatives who would use the court to advance their political agenda. Their political agenda. That's what's going on with the court today. They are seeking cases like the Colorado case, like the affirmative action case, like the abortion case. And you go down the list, they haven't, man, they're just getting started. They're looking for these cases, meritless or not. They're pulling them up to the Supreme Court. And they are determined to roll back all the progress that's been made on human rights in this country for the last 50 or more years. And I got to tell you, I think people are concerned about it. The trust in the court has fallen to the lowest point since they've been keeping track, right, of trust in the Supreme Court. The Dobbs decision had a great impact in 2022 in the midterms. And I think student loans, affirmative action, the gay rights thing will have an impact on the 2024 as well.
Bill Press, not nearly as important, but what do you think got Marjorie Taylor Greene thrown out of the Freedom Caucus?
It's my favorite story of these days. I mean, she is bat, you know what, crazy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this woman who says, you know, 9/11, no plane flew into the Pentagon. Wildfires in California were started by Jewish space lasers, right? Hillary Clinton had John F. Kennedy Jr. killed because he was a threat to her run for the U.S. Senate. She is totally, certifiably insane. And yet, she's not conservative enough for the Freedom Caucus. What does that tell you about the Freedom Caucus, right? It is, I love it. I love that story. But let me tell you something else. You know who's equally crazy?
Oh.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the conspiracy theories that this guy is putting out there, right? That the United States put the COVID vaccine out in order to control people by putting microchips in their arms.
Oh, he's a microchipper? That's still a thing, Bill?
That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That's part of his platform, baby. He says that the 2004 election, 2020 wasn't the first election stolen. He says that George Bush stole the 2004 election from John Kerry, right? And he also says the CIA assassinated his uncle, President Kennedy. I mean, he is a wacko as Marjorie Taylor Greene is. Yeah, they deserve each other. There's a team.
Bill Press, what do we got to do to get you up here for a presidential debate in August? You know, Republican style. Milwaukee, August 23rd, Bill. We'll make it a good time for you, fella.
Hey, I'll have to check my calendar and see what country I'm supposed to be in at that time. If I'm not on the road, I'll be with you August. I'm going to write it down.
August 23rd.
All right.
Bill Press, okay, always a fine guest, world traveler, podcaster, pundit, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
This summer, 5:40 a.m.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Too. Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Get your ass back to work, Monday, Salvia edition. I always appreciate when our friend Bill Press is stateside and he joins the Devil's Advocates. We got to get Bill up here in August for the big, you know, Republican presidential debate. It'll be so presidential, Dom.
I'm sure the only way that would even come close to being true is if Donald Trump does not show up for it.
We got to find some place to broadcast down near the Deer District. Apparently they're holding that event at the Fiserv Forum, sort of a dress rehearsal for the big convention event. I'm very excited.
I can't wait for the party to come to town, man.
Come on, man. We're going to throw a hell of a party on the radio, and everyone's going to want to tune in. Again, thank you, Bill Press. Some have been asking, and if you have the Civic Media app, there's a super cool feature. You don't even have to remember the phone number, although I'll give it to you again. 844-967-2789. Now, if you haven't fallen in love with the Devil's Advocates yet, just give it time. And you'll want to get the Civic Media app, because then you don't have to remember the number. You can text us just by touching, or call us just by touching the little icon button. But we have been getting a few texts. And some have noted we have pledged to give blood and to ask our audience to give blood. And one of our fine listeners texting in, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 616. Hey, guys, I can't find the donate blood sign-up link on the Civic Media app or the Civic Media website. I blame Jorge. No, it's out there somewhere. But thanks for all you're doing. Well, let me tell you. Let me make it easy for you. I Googled it for you. Grand Rapids. You go to an outfit called Versiti, V-E-R-S-I-T-I, and not everywhere is covered by the American Red Cross. There are actually Versiti locations in Wisconsin, so, you know, don't have fear of who's actually going to be the location. But for our fine listener, 1036 Fuller Ave Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, just schedule on their website. It's very easy to do. And Dominic, thank you for sharing it again with me, the Civic Media page. I just don't know where the base page is here. But if you go to the hashtag Civic Pints Blood Donation Challenge, and we want 500 of you fine listeners to join at least Crudy, I'm in for a pint, Dom. Thursday at the Capitol, 10:30 a.m. I'll be public. I'm going to social media. Might, you know, do a live stream, do something fun.
Ooh, oh, all right, all right.
Sing a little song for old time's sake. Dom, do you pledge you'll give blood between now
and July 31st? I pledge, Trudy, I will give blood for the Civic Media blood drive between now and the end of July. Absolutely.
So we only need 498 others.
I mean, all the pints I've had in my life, Trudy, I can give a couple.
Oh, well said, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Well said.
So anyways, Grand Rapids, Michigan, you know, it's worth a Google. Just Google. It's worth easy. Google.
Civicmedia.us/giveblood. There you go. Oh, I saw this one, Crudy, a 414. You didn't mention this one. Trump 2024. And I got to ask myself, why? Why? Why Trump in 2024? If it's his policies that are so important and his little personality is a little rough, he didn't become very presidential, then why Trump 2024? You have so many other options, and hell, more people are getting in the game on the Republican side almost every week. You have plenty of options. Not Trump. You don't want Trump. He's bad.
You really don't have viable options. As a Republican Party, there is no viable candidate running. No one that could win the general, to my opinion.
Well, I would concur with that. Yes. Yes.
So if your plan is to win the White House, you better start fresh, man. There might be, Dom, at least in my opinion, and you could give us yours. Again, 844-967-2789. Here are the two white knights, because it's always a white man, right? The two white knights that could ride in and maybe change the trajectory from defeat to victory for the Republican Party. Glenn Youngkin, the Virginia governor, you know, he came out and he won in the off year, and he, what, made it all about parents and indoctrination of your kids or something. I forget, but he pulled it off, you know, sort of split the incentive, but wasn't Trumpy. And then Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, he is also, you know, one of the great white hopes of the Republican Party. Because that guy from down south, that Ron DeSantis character, he's crashing. He's burning in the
place. What about Tim Scott, man? What about Tim Scott?
Well, A, it's very hard for a U.S. senator to win the presidency. And B, Tim Scott is the wrong color to be the nominee for the Republican Party. I'm just saying.
You don't think that the party wouldn't go for it no matter what?
It didn't work for Herman Cain and his Becky Stan. it didn't work with Ben Carson, sleepy Ben Carson. Remember him? He stabbed
Stabby
somebody.
McStabberson?
Stabby yes, McStabberson. Stabby.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't work for him. I mean, really, I think it's very hard for a culturally diverse candidate to succeed in a racially insensitive, perhaps fully bigoted party.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, I got gotcha.
When your foundation is white nationalism, Dom, it's just hard to succeed as a black senator from South Carolina.
You know, I had the opportunity to talk to some of my extended relatives over the weekend in Metro Detroit.
Trumpy
Uncle extended Joe's, 80th, relatives? Yeah, a lot of conservatives. I mean, you know, the Italian side, very church-going, you know, all that. And I'm none of those things, right? So I got to have a few of these conversations. And I brought up, you know, anytime you see, you know, the flags, the Nazi flags or the Confederate battle flag, right? I mean, none of those protests and people, although they may be a small percentage, as pointed out, but of course they make a big effort. You know, violent 100 people can do a lot of damage in a town of 10,000. You know what I'm saying? So that aside, you never see the Confederate flag or the Nazi flags or the white nationalists, you know, supporting Dems. You know what I mean? And they're not like, you know, Black Lives Matter. They're not doing that. They're not doing that. That's the Nazis and the Confederate and the white Christian nationalists are not standing arm in arm with Democrats and Democratic policies.
Are you telling
they are on the Republican side?
Are
Why
you
is that?
Telling me David Duke didn't endorse Hillary Clinton?
Come on, man. You know, I'm not saying all Republicans are racist, but the racists certainly seem to be Republicans.
844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown. Welcome. How are you,
Annie? Hi, Annie.
Nothing really much against the Red Cross, but I always like to give my blood to the Wisconsin Blood Center because then it stays in Wisconsin because Wisconsin, just like we
still counts, Annie.
We're really good here. Pardon?
We still count that. You don't have to go to the Red Cross. All you got to do is tag Civic Pints or better yet,
right.
Trudy and Dom told me to go get blood here, and I've given blood. Here's my photo on Facebook. That's how we'll know you did it, Annie. We're taking credit if you post.
And good advice is drink lots of water before you go, because then you won't end up with them having more trouble to find a spot to go in. And really, don't. It's really dangerous to drink afterwards. I'll tell you, it sort of dates me that when I was in college, after giving blood, went back to the dorm and had a couple shorties, just a couple little shorties. A
couple of blats?
Beers. Yeah, and went to class, and then I don't know, I was getting up, and there was breakage of the glass things in the science lab there. Yeah,
you went to Chem Lab? Yeah, too shorty drunk after giving blood, Annie?
Stay away from the Bunsen burners, Annie.
Yeah. I don't even know if I went back to that class or if I dropped out. I don't know.
That attitude tells me you dropped Kim.
Never to be seen again.
It was awful, yeah. So, I mean, like, I was young and healthy then, you know?
Right, yeah. Until they take a couple pints out, Annie. So, okay, note to self, stay hydrated and don't drink a lot of beer afterwards.
Is tequila okay, Annie? Because exactly. That is sort of, you know, like, 20% of Dom's blood alcohol.
Well, I didn't know about before, but I just have experience after.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing your experience with us, Annie. We do appreciate it. Stay hydrated, folks, and don't drink when you're done.
And give blood. Give blood.
Give blood.
At the American Red Cross or the local place Annie recommended. It's worth a Google. We've got a really easy share page over at civicmedia.us. / give blood. And we're challenging all of you because apparently there is a need, and Earl told us to.
And Earl tells us to, then we have to.
Well, Earl doesn't ask for much.
No, he doesn't.
But when he asks us to get on board, we're good yep. soldiers, man. Give your blood. Damn it, Earl said so. Dominic, the story you alluded to briefly about the Hunter Biden prosecutor, and I found coverage here at thehill.com. He disputes the GOP and the IRS whistleblower claims.
Quote unquote whistleblower, because he never attained whistleblower status. They just like to call him that on Fox News to make a trumped up story seem something else.
Well, I want to make sure we get this one out there for CJ and maybe Gary and a few others. Our conservative
friends.
Repeat
it a couple of times. Yeah, yeah.
If they weren't run off by being accused of being racist by you. But anyways, U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, said he never requested special counsel authority during his probe of Hunter Biden. To hear that, CJ, never requested special counsel authority, directly countering claims from an IRS whistleblower, and we're going to throw some air quotes around that term, in House Republicans. Well, I wish I could throw some air quotes around that term, who said he was blocked from aggressively pursuing the case. The letter sent to the Senate Judiciary ranking member Lindsey Graham disputes testimony from IRS investigator Gary Shapley, who worked on the Biden investigation and said Weiss was denied special counsel status. Shapley also said Weiss was barred from bringing charges in D.C., where he claimed prosecutors would have been able to bring the strongest case. Echoing earlier statements that he had total control of the investigation, Weiss's Monday letter is the clearest language yet in pushing back on Shapley's testimony. There are two statutes on the book governing such appointments and powers associated, Weiss notes, including a status allowing him to file charges outside his district of Delaware. To clarify an apparent misperception and to avoid future confusion, I wish to make one point clear. In this case, I have not requested special counsel designation pursuant, and then he lists the statute. Rather, I had discussions with departmental officials regarding potential appointments under, and then he names the statute, which would have allowed me to file charges in a district outside my own without the partnership of the local U.S. attorney. I was assured that I would be granted this authority if it proved necessary. Now, Shapley's testimony was released by the House Ways and Means Committee just days after Biden's attorney announced they reached an agreement with Weiss that would mean no jail time, but require the president's son to plead guilty in relation to two tax crimes. The deal would also require Biden to enter a pretrial diversion program in relation to charges stemming from failing to mention drug use when buying a weapon. And the so-called whistleblower Shapley Dobb has alleged that Biden received preferential treatment in the case, with authorities too eager to coordinate with Biden's attorneys and expressing hesitation to secure search warrants.
The New York Times reported as well, Curdy, that he never had been denied the authority to bring charges in any jurisdiction. So I hope for all the Republicans out there, this clears up any misunderstanding and will avoid future confusion.
You can't trust the Trump-appointed U.S.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 58. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
You are listening to From Rafters Wisconsin. Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Witterfield on this warm and sunny evening, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters will host the Madison Mallards. It is a home-and-home series with the Mallards. So first game here is at Witterfield. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Raptors in a game yesterday, well, it was a statement win, taking down Traverse City 16-5. They outhit them 18-6, which was their largest margin of victory, both on the scoring side and the hitting side all season long. So a big day for them. And it was a game yesterday where they had everybody involved, and specifically a guy named Jack Gervich. He went 5-for-5, 4 RBIs, and he had 4 runs. A career day. In talking to him before today, he was like, yeah, I don't think I've ever done that well ever in my life. And well, it was a big day for him, and all around, you had guys getting involved left and right. Garrett Broussard went 4-for-6. Harrison Didowick went 3-for-6. Multiple guys are getting hits. The only guy that didn't get a hit was Nolan Sailors, but he played really good on the other side of the ball in right field. So for today, the Raptors are going with Josh Howitt on the mound, the Cal State Fullerton product. A 0.36 ERA, which is absolutely absurd given how many, you know, pitches he's, you know, appeared in, how many pitches he's thrown, games he's appeared in. He's 1-1 record, appeared in 9 games. He picked up the win versus Green Bay. He's allowed 10 hits and 10 runs, and yes, 32 strikeouts on the season. So the left-hander has a great command for the team and a great command when he's on the mound. So, you know, talking with him, and he had an interview earlier today on a kind of a news station in Wausau, CBS 7 station, and he said, well, I don't really care if I throw strikes or balls because I know I have a great defense behind me. Obviously, he knows he wants to throw strikes, but he trusts his defense, and that's certainly what he's going to have to do today. Madison is a team that has been unbelievable when it comes to the scoring side of things. They are 4-1 in the second half. They've outscored their opponents 49-18. They've been unbelievable. They've also combined 45 hits in that series between the two teams back on July 4th and the 5th when the Raptors were swept by Madison. It was combined 45 hits in total, so there's a lot of offense. And yes, Madison, a team that beat Wausau 13-3 on Saturday. Their game was canceled due to some unfortunate circumstances, but they've outscored opponents, one in the past two, by 20. They took down Kenosha by 10 runs, and they took down Wausau by 10 runs. So they have a lot of talent, especially on the offensive side. They've really kind of found their mojo here early in the second half. And they're going with Jake Hilton, the left-handed pitcher on the mound out of Pomona Pitzer. So he's a guy that appeared against the Raptors back on July the 4th, where he went 2 innings and 2 strikeouts. So the left-hander stands at 6 foot, and he's only appeared in 2 games with a 1-0 record where he picked up the win versus the Raptors. He's allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, and 3 strikeouts in total. So Hilton will be getting the start. Josh Howitt, the left-hander for the Rafters. So two lefties going at it, but for the Rafters in their infield, Ty Johnson, he'll be leading off. He's at second base today. So you have Johnson at second. Jack Gervich will be at first. Garrett Broussard at third. David Rivera back in the lineup. He's at the sixth position. So today, we've seen a lot of Ty Johnson in the outfield. He's such a dynamic player. He can play almost anywhere on the defensive side of the ball, but he's back at second base today. So you have the combination of Johnson, Broussard, Rivera. We haven't seen them work as a group yet at the 4, 5, and 6 position, so that's going to be interesting to see how that kind of unfolds throughout the game. Anthony Gallison is at left field. Logan Hugo is at center, and Brendan Bobo back at right field. So we've seen Bobo at first, third, and now he's at right field. So seen him a couple times there this year, but he hasn't appeared there back in a while for the Mallards. Jake Hilton, obviously the left-handed pitcher, getting the start. Canyon Brown at catcher. Owen Jackson at first. Davis Hamilton at second. Noah Sudica, at third. Cal Fisher at shortstop. Jake Holcroft at left. Isaiah Jackson at center. And Jack Tucker at right field. As for the Mallards, they are coached by Donnie Scott. And Madison is a team that's leading off, so they're going with their big hitters first. Jake Holcroft is batting a .339. He's sixth in the league in batting average. So Holcroft, Davis Hamilton batting second. Ryan Sprock is DHing. He's batting third. Owen Jackson, fourth. Isaiah Jackson batting fifth. And Cal Fisher, the shortstop, batting sixth. Canyon Brown, the catcher, batting seventh. Jackson Tucker, eighth. And Noah Sidica rounding out, batting in the nine hole. The Rafters, Ty Johnson leading off. David Rivera batting second. Brendan Bobo, third. Gervich in the cleanup spot, where she's done so well this year, this season, at that spot. So Garrett Broussard right after Logan Hugo, then batting seventh, sixth. Anthony Gallison, seventh. Jorge Degatti, the DH. So Degatti is the DH today. So he's batting in the eighth spot. We have seen him a lot at third base, but now DH, and he's a great hitter out of Indiana University. So he is a dynamic hitter. So right now, Kirk Schreider meeting down there with the umpires. So Schreider in his third season, he's down with Harrison Heffley, the hitting coach for the Mallards. Wisconsin Rapids in their white tops today with the black sleeves and the maroon logos on the front, the maroon numbers on the back, and the black leggings as well. As for Madison, they are in their blue tops with the white logo on the front, the white numbers on the back, the yellow sleeves, and the blue and yellow pants with the yellow stripe down on the either side. So Madison has already taken this series 2-0 in the second half, and currently these teams tie on the season series at 3-3. So the Rafters, they're a team batting .242 as a team. They have 339 hits in total, 199 runs scored, 173 RBIs. But the big thing for them, they have 349 strikeouts, third in the league. This team strikes out a lot. They get a decent amount of hits. The bats have started to flow, and specifically was a statement win yesterday against a Traverse City team who won the Eastern Division and was second yesterday. So the Rafters absolutely throttled them, and it was a big win for them, a feel-good bounce-back type of win. So hoping to continue that today here against Madison, who had a great start to their second half. Remind you, they were 15-12 in competing in the first half division in the Great Lakes West Division. They were competing to possibly get in that playoff spot, but unfortunately for them, they lost their last six straight, so it was a disappointing end for them, but they have bounced back nicely, 4-1 here in the second half. So we're going to find out how these two teams unfold. First pitch coming up shortly here on WFHR.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.